Okay. So we are now going to begin the next Mishnah. Where he sit, this the last Mishnah we were talking about the different types of hishtadlos that a person should do between Ruchnias and Gashmias. Today, he's starting the next Mishnah. Shamai Oimrim, Perak Aleph Mishnah Tezvav. Shamai Oimrim. Shamai Oimer. Asay Tarascha Keva. Make your Torah Keva, which means solid foundation. So what does that mean? Asay Tarascha Keva. I think the main thing bothering Reb Chaim Volozhiner here in the Mishnah is, why does it say Asay Tarascha Keva? Make your Torah Keva. Solid, serious. Why doesn't it say, I say Torah, Keva? Make Torah a priority. Make Torah serious. Torah. Why does it say, Torah, Scha, your Torah? Why your Torah? It should be, make Torah, Kavua, make it solid, make it serious. You know, why Torah, Scha? What is the significance of the word that it says your Torah? You know, very often we've seen that Chaim Volozhiner will take very specific wording in the Mishnah and make a point of it. So why asay Toratcha keva? Make your Torah keva. So he explains, ki koma sha'adam yagia la hasig hoin hu tzarech acherim. Ultimately, he says, when a person works in olam hazeh, he will ultimately, everything that he is working for is for other people. Because as much as he enjoys it in this world, he may not enjoy it in this world. And even if he does, ultimately once this world, once he's no longer here, other people will enjoy it. He's not going to take it with him. So everything else in the world is not his. Right? However, masha'adam yegia b'torah, but what you accomplish in spirituality, in learning Torah and mitzvahs, hu rak la'atzmai, that is yours. No one can take that away from you. V'zer masha'oma asei Torah scha keva. Make your Torah keva because it's yours. It's the only thing that's actually yours. Everything else in the world is not yours. It's what you do, it's what you're busy with, it's what you have right now, but it's not yours. Yours is Torah. Say Torah scha keva. And since it's yours, you better make sure that it's the real deal. So keva, make it serious. It's your Torah. Oh, now that it's mine. You know, when you're renting a house, you don't bother putting in hurricane windows. I mean, okay, you know, if there's a hurricane, I'll leave. I'm not going to, you know, and if it's broken, I'll get a different house. You're not going to invest in something which is not yours. But since the Torah is yours, I say Tarascha Keva, since the Torah is yours, then make it Keva, make it the real deal. Because it's the Torah is the only thing which is really yours, and therefore that's the thing which has to be the real serious deal. Furthermore, he says, that there is a great Gemara. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara's question is as follows. It says that there's one pasuk that says that the Torah belongs to Hashem. There's another pasuk that says the Torah belongs to us. So does it belong to Hashem or does it belong to us? So the Gemara says that, right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that asks this question. Yeah, let me see the Gemara's language. I have a Gemara Avodah Zarah right here. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the Gemara asks this question. It says, So it says there that Amar Rava, who's there? It says that b'torah ki'im, the first parak in Tehillim, it says ki'im b'toras Hashem cheftzoi, that the Torah belongs to Hashem. The first kapitel in Tehillim, Ashrei Ish. So it says, "B'torat Hashem chefto." Who does the Torah belong to? Hashem. V'amarava. But then it says, "U'v'torah so yegayim." He learns his own Torah. So are you learning the Torah of Hashem, or your own Torah. So in that, the Gemara says, "Bitchila, before you learn it, nikras al shmoi shal kodesh baruch who belongs to Hashem. Well, v'soif, but after you learn it, nikras al shmoi, it's called your own Torah." The Gemara also says in Kiddushin, based on that, that it says that a Talmid Chacham, shemachal al kvoidei, kvoidei machal, that a Talmid Chacham that's moichal on his kavod could be moichal because it's his Torah that he's being moichal. It's his. So that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying here too. I say Torascha kva, by you learning the Torah, you made it yours. And since you made it yours, so therefore, you know, make sure it's serious. He says another thing, which is interesting here. He says that if it's already your Torah, that means you learned it already. So why do you have to add on to that, make it kva? You've already learned it, obviously. Otherwise, it's not your Torah. So if it's your Torah and you've learned it, what are you adding on now by making it kva? By making it serious. So he says very, very good, nice point. He says that there's two types of things, and I think this is very relevant to nowadays. He says there's some things, your business. Your business, when you get a report about your business, you read it, you put it down a couple minutes, then you reread it. Did I miss anything? And then you reread it a third time. And then when you finished, you know, you give it to your friend to read. Like, you know, this is an investment that I'm going to do, or I did. And you get your quarterly report, you study it, you look, and then you finish reading it, you put it down. Next morning, you're reading it again. What are you reading it again? You know, but you are, you know, didn't you read it already? But you're constantly, you know, reanalyzing the books and reanalyzing the papers and the reports and everything. He says, you know, if something comes out from the government, okay, latest report about, you know, whatever. So maybe it's interesting. You want to go read it. And once you've read the New York Times once, you throw it away. You're not keeping it around, right? I mean, you probably throw it away before you read it. But if you did read it, then at least throw it away when you're done, right? No one's keeping it around to chazer. And the things which are nogea to your livelihood, besides that they're interesting, you want to read it again and again. You want to get it clear. You want to really analyze. The things which you're reading because they're interesting, you read once and you throw it out. That's it. You're done. You're not going back over it. Okay, latest coronavirus numbers. Okay, so you take, okay, you know, you move on. So he says that's what it means here. Asei Torascha kva. What's your attitude to your learning? You've learned it already. Fine, it's Torascha, you've learned it. But what's your attitude to learning? You're learning because it's interesting? So the news is also interesting. The New York Times is also interesting. So you're learning because it's interesting? Okay, so then once you've learned it once, you're done. On to the next thing. You don't have to review it. You don't have to get it more clear. You know, you read it, then you move on to the next. But if you're learning it because it's your livelihood, this is what you're here. This is your parnasa. This is who you are. So you read it, you put it down, and then all of a sudden you find yourself reading it again. One second, did I miss something? Maybe I missed a point. Hold on. Maybe there's something I can get a little more clear. Maybe it's something that I didn't get clear enough the first time. So you say that's what it means, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. I say Teirascha, it's your Torah, but make it kva. Go back over it. Go over it again and again because this is your livelihood. This is what you're here for. It's not just, you know, an interesting piece of news. You know? So that's what Chaim Volozhiner says what it means. It's Torah. On the one hand, it's Torascha. It's the Torah that you've learned already. But on the other hand, you have to continue making it kva. You have to continue to make it the focal point and make it serious. Not just, you know, all right, you know, you're reading it, you're learning it, it's interesting, and now I'm on to the next thing. So that's how he understands the attitude towards one's learning is not just because it's interesting. Okay, that's the first statement of Shammai. Say Terascha Kva, Emor Me'at, say a little bit, do a little, and more, this is a famous statement, and more ma'at v'asei harbe. Do a little, I mean, say a little and do a lot. So obviously the pashup shot, the simple meaning is do a little, say a little and do a lot. I mean, just do what you got to do and don't talk about it. But he adds a point here. He says that and more, you should say about your Torah, about where you're holding, ma'at. Say, you know, it's not enough. Vasei harbe and keep doing more. Don't say, oh, what I've done is a lot and what I have to, and then do a little because I already done a lot. And more, you should say about yourself, ma'at, that I haven't done enough. Va'asei arbe, and keep doing, keep accomplishing. That's what he says. He says, v'tizariz atzmach alimu v'lasiz oid harbe yoser. V'zeh shomar va'asei harbe. Sh'aydei kein ta'asei harbe. So, more ma'at, say that what you've done is a little, so that it will motivate you to do more. And then another motivation, these are things which should motivate a person. The first one is, I say Torah Scha Keva. It's your Torah, but keep on making it Keva, make it your focal point. That should motivate you to keep learning. Then another way to motivate yourself is Emar Ma'at. Say to yourself, look, I didn't do enough. I've got to do more. Vasei Arbe, and then I'll keep doing. Then he says, Rabbi Mekabel is Kol Adam, V'sever Panim Yafos. You should greet everyone with a smiley face. So Pashup Shat means greet everyone with a smiley face. Pashup Shat is what it's saying. You know, be nice, greet everyone. But Rabbi Mekabel Lashon says it's also a motivation to your learning. Why? Because why should you greet him with a smiley face? Because you should think to yourself, wow, look what this person, find in the person that which you can learn from. Look at the person and say, what have they accomplished? Why? And it's not just, you know, give a smile for no reason. You should actually deeply find a deep point of respect for the person. Everybody you see, try to find something about them that you respect and that you can give them a saver panim yafos to that point and say, oh, this is somebody that has this nekuda about them. I have to give them respect. And every person you see, it's not just smiling like a fake smile. You give them kavod because they actually have something to offer. So having mekabel kol adam b'sever, and that's why it says kol ha'adam. Mekabel all the person, not just call them every person, call even the person, the person who has something about themselves. You have something to offer you, accept that and greet that, the saver part of your office, so that again, that will motivate you to learn from them and to continue growing. So according to Rav Chaim Volozhin, all three statements in the Mishnah are focusing on a general attitude that a person has. I have to take all my opportunities that I have to learn to grow. So even though I learned, make it kva, keep learning. Remember, the attitude is that the Torah is your livelihood. It's not just, you know, something interesting. And then, emor ma'at v'asei harbe. Say that what you've done is emor, say about your accomplishments, ma'at. And then accept people, greet people, find something, how to respect people, and give them the proper kavod so that you can learn from them. Okay, tomorrow night, I don't know if this, we're going to have shir because the fast, and I don't know when Ma'ariv is for most people. Probably most people are davening Ma'ariv about now, 8:30 at the fast or something like that. So not sure